The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. Yeah, it's definitely different. I think that there are things that are similar, but there are, you know, obviously Coach Bowles has put some different things in than what Coach Ryan did. And so, I mean, it's just totally, yeah, it's definitely different.
So, are you ready for the TJ Yates era again? And are you ready for a lot more boxing? We've got it all. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John
What's
Lee,
up, Fred?
The master, sports and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out here. And Michael Pearson keeping us on air out here in Las Vegas in Mandalay Bay. And if you want to get in the show today, best way to do it, obviously, is going to be via Twitter, where it's at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. Or texting the show at 713-780-3776, or via the Facebook page. Just click like and put your comments on visitor posts. What's happening, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. How are you?
I could not be better.
It is. It's a wonderful time, Fred. It's almost fight week. Well, it is fight week.
It's almost fight night.
Tomorrow night is fight night. The buildup has been good. I think we're going to have a really good fight tomorrow, and it's been a fun time out here, man.
Yeah, and we've got to talk to some really cool people as usual, and some really strange ones, which is always part of it as well. So,
and you, my friend, are on a tear.
Yeah, I've been dumping it pretty good. Today hasn't been very good, but I'm so far up after yesterday.
Yeah, like yesterday, everything you touched just turned to gold.
Yeah,
and even this morning, before, you know, I know it took a little of a downturn on the horses, but before that, you hit pretty big on the horses.
Yeah, I did. So I hit a couple more big ones this morning, and then I went on a little bad run, but I just checked the results, and I have another winning ticket waiting for me when I get back over to the race book. So, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. So, it's been good.
Look at you.
Hopefully, it'll continue into tomorrow when I go over to Delta Downs for the jackpot, because that's going to be a big card. There'll be a lot of money in the pool, so it'll be a chance for me to keep it rolling. And usually when I get hot like this, I stay hot for a stretch, and then I got ice cold.
You just got to stay hot till you get out of town.
Until I get home, basically.
Yeah.
But it was a good night, and having a blast out here. So, as usual, I mean, we're having fun, but we're working. You know, we do actually show up.
We got to work, too, but still.
We actually get out here early, and you know, so it makes for a little longer work day than usual, but so what? It's a lot of fun. And I have to say, as much as I've complained about our hotel, it hadn't been that bad this time around.
No. Listen, we're better off than Mike Pearson. Mike Pearson did not get the upgraded rooms.
No. I got to give you credit for that because you're the one that
I brought you guys over. I brought you along with me.
You did. Myself and the Mighty.
That's right. I could have given you guys the shaft. But she said, I can get you an upgraded room on the dark side of the hotel. And I said, are there any more on that floor? She said, we've got three more. And I said, well, Mike Pearson already left without me. He could have been a part of this, Fred. That's the thing.
He could have.
She had three more rooms on that side of the hotel. But Mike Pearson was in such a rush that he got put up in the old spot. And you and I and the Mighty Gwyn, we all ended up with the new rooms. And it's not bad.
I haven't seen the Mighty other than out here working. Yeah,
I saw him last night at Burger Bar the Mighty came to Burger Bar, and because we went to the – Mike and I went to the Golden Boy, like, media party thing.
Yeah.
And
– how was that?
It wasn't my scene.
Yeah.
They had lots of different wines and cheeses and grapes. And I was like, well, this is fun, but I want to go eat a raw piece of animal meat. And that's exactly what I did. So Mike and I went to Burger Bar, which is just amazing. If you ever come to Vegas, you need to eat a burger at that place.
Yes, yes. That's where I ate last night, too.
One of the better craft beer places in town, too. And the Mighty Gwynn showed up, and the Mighty One does not eat beef.
Really?
He's got a bad case of the gout.
Oh.
So I don't know what happens to him. He's on the air now, or I would ask him, but apparently, like, he says he swells up or something like that. I don't know much about the gout, but it sounds terrible if you're not allowed to eat meat. And the weird thing, I think he'd rather be dead. He went to Burger Bar and got a chicken burger, and I was like, you're doing it wrong.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of a mistake.
Yeah, I had a buffalo burger.
Ah.
I had the Angus
burger.
It was so good. And Mike Pearson does it wrong, too, because Mike Pearson orders his well done.
Oh, no. No.
He's missing out. Yeah. That's too good of a burger to cook like
good.
That.
I highly recommend that place if you're here.
Shame on Mike Pearson. Shame on the Mighty One for having gout. I guess I don't know how much. I don't know what he did. I don't know if it was unprotected sex, a bad blood transfusion. I don't know what gave him the gout.
Yeah.
Maybe sharing needles. I don't know. But he's got the gout, and he could not enjoy the beef last night.
Hmm. Okay.
And then what happened?
We played poker.
Then we played poker. Yeah. That was my night.
Yeah. That was pretty much my night.
You fell out a little bit early. You decided not to stay up for the late tournament.
Yeah, I basically went back to the room and had a few drinks and went to bed.
Yeah.
So I was kind of lame.
Well,
I've been pretty lame this trip on stuff like that. But tonight, I got to fly out early tomorrow, so – I don't know that I'm going to play any more poker. I'm going to go over to somebody, get something to eat, and then head to the race book and watch a few races and, you know, maybe play one of the tournaments and maybe just go back to the room and crash and get ready to go tomorrow.
All right.
So
you with these early flights.
Yeah, well, like I said,
I can never do it.
I got a long day tomorrow, too, and got a great weekend plan. I'm going over to Delta for their big race on Sunday or on Saturday. I'm going to head straight from the airport, and then Sunday I'm going to Whatever Fest, which is going to be a blast downtown. And,
yep.
Can't wait for that. So, yes, it's going to be a fun weekend, a busy weekend, but busy's good. And we've been busy out here, and we've been profitable out here, which is always that's just the best part about coming out here is paying for your trip.
Oh, yeah.
And then some. It just puts you in a good mood, and there's nothing that can change that, not even evil texters. So text away, text your anger and your hatred, and it won't matter. You're not going to change my mood. 713-780-3776 is the text line. Obviously, we'll talk about the Texans a little bit during the show here, but T.J. Yates will be your starting quarterback on Sunday. That news came down yesterday that Hoyer is not going to be able to play. And, you know, I think it's going to put them in a situation where, even more so, this game's going to be on the defense to come up with some points somehow. Maybe force a turnover that gets points, or just flip the field enough to give them some points because I just don't see how they're going to generate a ton of offense against this Jets defense with T.J. Yates at quarterback. I mean, this is a guy that was on his couch 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he's playing against a pretty good defense that has a pretty good guy out there covering your best weapon. So I don't know what to – I don't want to say that, like, Hopkins is going to get nothing. Because
no, he'll get some catches, I mean, and he'll get open. And
Hopkins has turned into one of the better receivers in the league. But he's going up against a guy who's just shutting people down this year. And Hopkins isn't the kind of player who's going to pop the top off of it. So I think that it's going to be a rough night for our boy T.J. Yates, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I do think this is where we'll find out if they've really solved their defensive issues or if they've just been able to get it to work over the last couple of games.
Yeah.
So. Somebody says you get gout by eating too much red meat and not regularly exercising. So that's what maybe that's what's causing the The Mighty has problems over
Maybe
there.
Maybe so. Well, Mighty, are you still on the air? Okay, yeah, he is on the air.
You can tell because he's...
I was going to say, I eat more red meat than anybody I know. Like, I do that Brazilian steakhouse, like, once every 2 weeks and just gorge myself on cow meat.
Yeah.
But I do exercise.
You do.
And so, I don't know. I don't... Maybe...
I'm kind of the same way. I ate a lot of dead cow.
Dead animal is, like, the majority of my diet.
Yeah, mine
honestly.
Too. I love it. But I do also work out, so maybe that's why I haven't gotten the gout.
Well, maybe we're lucky.
Maybe so. Maybe we're just immune to it. Maybe we kill it with
could
alcohol.
Be. That could be, too.
I think that's what it is. We just kill it with alcohol.
Could be.
But obviously, we'll in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll get to all the NFL games, so we'll hit on the Texans some more then. But this is a game where, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I would have told you, I don't like their chances. I would have liked it a lot better if they had Brian Hoyer. I know that sounds terrible, but it's true. Never thought I'd say that. You know, boy, if Brian Hoyer were healthy, I'd really like their chances. But, I do think if the defense has really turned the corner, then this is where they need to prove it and come up with another good effort. They do that?
I think defensively this is a week that they can make a good effort because – Ryan Fitzpatrick playing while, listen, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick at 65% is better than Geno Smith, but Ryan Fitzpatrick's not 100%. I mean, he's not been practicing. He's recovering. You know, there are some signs also that say that the Jets may not have the easiest time on offense. But
so, yeah, I don't anticipate this being a really sexy game.
No, it's going to be terrible.
Just like Monday nights was not a very sexy game.
No, or Thursday night.
Thursday nights, yeah. I mean, no, it was Monday night. It was Monday night.
Well, last night was no better.
Last night was.
Are you kidding me?
I was talking about the Texans-10 game.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, the one last night was pretty brutal. And I do think I will go on record as saying I think those Jaguar uniforms are the ugliest things I've ever
seen.
Those
are bad.
But
those are bad.
The funny part about that game, though, is you always get a different perspective when you're in Vegas. There were a bunch of guys who were playing in the cash game next to us in the poker room that obviously had invested an awful lot in the Jaguars.
Yes.
Because they were screaming every 5 seconds. So, all right.
Good for them.
Yeah, I'm glad they won.
For a while, I was regretting not betting the Titans until the end. And then
I was on the under. So
then I was like, man, I'm really smart.
Yeah, that worked out. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Come on, says... my winning streak is natural marketing for the book.
It is. I'm telling you, if you guys would see, and this isn't just about sports betting, I don't know the book, I don't know how much sports betting Fred's really done out here, but the horse racing and the poker, this is a good commercial for Acing Racing because both those things he's killing right now. Yeah. And I'm sitting across the poker table, and I'm seeing the cards that Fred is turning over, and I'm like, oh, man, he has got it going on. Got it going on.
Especially when I knocked the guy out with 3-5 today. That was it was just the perfect storm early in the tournament. Kind of hand I love to play for, you know, when it's 5,100 blinds and somebody raises to 200. Okay, ace 2-4 flop. I'll take that every time.
And, of course, he's got an ace.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. Of course, we're coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay, in the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas, for two of boxing's biggest superstars, Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez, will collide in a mega fight for the middleweight world championship. It's a can't-miss battle between all action warriors and an epic matchup in the tradition of the storied Puerto Rico versus Mexico rivalry. Who will come out on top? Don't miss Cotto vs. Canelo live on pay-per-view tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Time. A lot of people were tweeting me yesterday after the show about the Tom Herman contract that UH has come up with, as though that meant he was going to accept it. That hasn't happened yet. So to clarify, in case you haven't heard, Herman is being offered basically doubling his salary is what UH is offering to do. Which they're and what this is kind of doing, it's going to get rid of the programs that might be Power 5 programs that aren't willing to pay too much for a head coach. They would give him a raise, but they're probably not going to pay $3 million a year. It's like, I don't know if Missouri would pay $3 million a year for a coach. I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah.
So you eliminate those. But he's still, if one of the premium jobs is going to offer him $5 or $6 million a year, he's still going to take it. And, I mean, we'll see. I think it's cool that UH is stepping up that much with that much per year. I mean, that would make him, if he accepted it, the highest paid Group of Five coach. By a bunch. Tommy Tuberville's $2.2 million a year.
Okay.
So it'd be significantly more than that. And it would put him on par with what he would make at a Power 5 school, at a pretty good one. So I'm glad they stepped up and came up with that offer for him. We'll see what happens. It doesn't mean, though, that, oh, yeah, he's staying. He's agreed to a contract. I think some people were, I think, misunderstood what it meant. Just they've approved that much.
That's how much they're going to, like, so if an offer comes, let's go with South Carolina because they officially have a job opening.
Right.
Which, by the way, South Carolina's last coach was making over $4 million a year.
Yeah.
Although I don't think that that's what they're going to offer Tom Herman. That said, if they come with him with and say, we'll give you $3.5 million a year, which is a very healthy offer to a guy whose biggest job to this point has been UH and has been a head coach for 1 year. That's a very, very, very generous offer.
Yeah.
UH now has they've got the okay from, I guess, their board of regents or whoever it is.
Say, we can beat that.
To say, well, we can offer you three and you don't have to leave. So,
right. Well, but I think they've also left it open-ended to add more if they need to.
Okay.
The $3 million is a starting point.
Okay, well, that's good.
And Tillman Fertitta apparently is the one that's handling all this, is a member of the
– He's got some dough.
He does have some dough. So, and they're
– He's got more money than you and I put together, Fred. Can you believe that?
Yeah, even after this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
– As hot as you've been.
Well.
Still richer than you.
Yeah, I am not going to give them money to give to Tom Herman. I think he's doing pretty well with his – you know, he's going to do pretty well for himself no matter what. But I do think it shows a lot that they're willing to put together that kind of money for a guy and try to keep him around. And I think it's still not going to stop him if Texas is open and wants him and wants to pay $6 million a year. I think it does eliminate a lot of those Missouri types and
I do too.
And maybe South Carolina types as well.
I think what it does, it limits the amount of teams, which I,
what the heck
wow,
was
I
that?
Don't know. Somebody just dropped an airplane or something. What I think they're going to what I think it really does is it gives them maybe some I don't know if I want to call it equity, but it gives them something that'll be like if Missouri or someone says, "Oh, let's go after him," it lets people know, well, they're going to start. We got to start at $3 million.
Yeah,
and. You know, it kind of maybe will scare off some people who aren't willing to invest like that. And I do think that there's some schools like Missouri who may not be wanting to do that.
Steven says they were paying Pinkel $4 million.
Right. And like I said, South Carolina was paying 4.5, but those are guys who have been doing the job for a long time, who are accomplished, have done something.
Yeah. Let's be honest. This is still a guy who's had 10 career games as a head coach.
Exactly.
And has done it with all somebody else's players.
Now, and here's the other side of that. If you make a big play and you offer a guy like that $3 million plus and he hits, you look really smart and you figured it out before everybody else did. If you offer a guy who's coached for 1 year in the AAC, you offer him $3 million and he busts, you're a big dummy. And then you've got real problems.
Yeah. But you know what? I do think he's the right guy. Just where would he be the best fit? And
if you're
one of those schools and you're willing to say, all right, I'm going to throw $5 million at him in hopes that I'm getting the next Urban Meyer, then, yeah, you're right. You better hit. But if you're a school that can do that, you can afford to make that mistake.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like if I'm South Carolina, this is a guy that I can make a play on, or Missouri even, and the pressure there isn't as high to hit the home run. Whereas if Georgia pays this guy and he's a bust,
oof.
Dude, heads are going to roll.
Yeah.
But that said, Tom Herman is going to want the Georgia job more than he would want a Missouri or South Carolina job.
But that's still an awful big jump from where he is.
Oh, definitely.
And I do think that's something that people need to take into consideration. But I think it's we'll see what happens. I hope he stays for a few years, and a couple years would be great. But
I think a couple sounds easier than a few.
Yeah. I think 3 years would be awesome. But realistically,
I think 2 years would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think anything beyond this year is a treat for UH. That assuming he continues doing what he's doing now.
Right, which I see no reason why he wouldn't.
Right.
The guy certainly has figured it out, at least at that level. And, I think he's a hell of a coach, and he's a smart dude. The times we've had him on, I mean, he's extremely intelligent, and he's really turned that program from being slightly better than mediocre into being a really, really good team. So, good for UH on putting up the money. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Really try not to take too many phone calls. What did we find out what that was? That thing was loud, man.
I have no idea.
Somebody must have just dropped something in the bag. When it's louder than the Hispanic broadcast over there,
exactly.
Changing, you know it's loud.
Yeah, they're doing like the chant on the air for their favorite boxer. I don't know. Not the most professional thing.
Oh, well, hey. Who are we to call somebody professional or not professional? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, we don't usually, during a broadcast, we don't usually go, Texans, Texans, Texans.
You just did.
Oh, yeah. Well, here I sit.
Yeah, but you know what? You didn't have that passion behind it.
Yeah.
You didn't, you weren't.
I had the same passion. It just didn't. It didn't sound that way because I did it in an American accent.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Man, it was nuts coming over here, I guess, for the weigh-in. People were, they were chanting and singing, and we had a lot of Cotto chants and a lot of Canelo chants, and I think it's going to be quite the interesting atmosphere here tomorrow night for this fight. And it's over under. How many fights outside the fight?
Oh, I hope none, but that's unrealistic.
Yeah, it's unrealistic. I thought there was going to be a couple just in line for the weigh-in.
I think if you see, let's say, fights you actually lay eyes on, I'll go over under 1.5.
Okay.
Because you're going to see at least one fight outside.
Reported fights that wind up the police getting involved in.
I don't know much about the relationship between Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. I know there's a rivalry as far as boxing goes.
Yeah,
but I don't know how that works, just amongst the people, I know a few Puerto Ricans. I don't know a ton. I don't know how well they get along with the Mexicans. I always know when there's a black fighter and a Mexican fighter, black and Mexican is like oil and water when it comes to outside the fights. So they're all, it's almost the number goes to 3.5.
Yeah.
When it's a black guy versus a Mexican guy.
Well, I can tell you one thing.
I don't know what the number is on white guys because I don't remember the last time there was a relevant white fighter, unfortunately.
The arguments between girlfriend, boyfriend, / husband, wife out here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had to run to the facility here right before the show, and there was a very attractive Puerto Rican woman standing in the doorway yelling into the bathroom at her either husband or boyfriend, who's yelling back, and they're yelling profanity back and forth at each other. Half English, half Spanish. They were going back and forth.
There's in Vegas, there are two things that men fight with their women over. And one is their woman caught them doing something dumb in Vegas-y.
Yeah.
Typically with another girl.
Or a guy.
Or a guy.
Depending on what you're into.
Yeah. Number two is the girl says, we've spent enough money. The guy says, no, we haven't.
Yeah.
He got more money, and he keeps going. That's the two types of casino fights you see.
Yeah,
we've been to Vegas enough. That's the two brands.
Yeah. All right, we are going to take a very quick break, and
someone tweet me and let me know what the relationships are like between Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. Are you guys on good terms?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Oh, Gerard, this is Gerard. He says, as a Puerto Rican, we're cool with Mexicans.
Okay.
Now that's a good start. That's one vote for they're okay together.
Yeah, now we just need to know how Mexico
feels
about
I need a Mexican to tweet me and let me know how they feel about Puerto Rican people at AJ is the real.
All right.
Well, we'll see if we're in agreement on this.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. We can turn this thing
around. You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. Of course, we're coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay, in the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas, where two of boxing's biggest superstars, Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez, will collide in a mega fight for the middleweight world championship. It's a can't-miss battle between all action warriors and an epic matchup in the tradition of the storied Puerto Rico versus Mexico rivalry. Who will come out on top? Don't miss Cotto versus Canelo live on pay-per-view tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Time. A lot of people were tweeting me yesterday after the show about the Tom Herman contract that has come up with, as though that meant he was going to accept it. That hasn't happened yet. So to clarify, in case you haven't heard, Herman is being offered basically doubling his salary is what UH is offering to do. Which they're and what this is kind of doing, it's going to get rid of the programs that might be Power 5 programs that aren't willing to pay too much for a head coach. They would give him a raise, but they're probably not going to pay $3 million a year. It's like, I don't know if Missouri would pay $3 million a year for a coach. I don't know if they'll do that.
Yeah.
So you eliminate those, but he's still, if one of the premium jobs is going to offer him $5 or $6 million a year, he's still going to take it. And, I mean, we'll see. I think it's cool that UH is stepping up that much with that much per year. I mean, that would make him, if he accepted it, the highest paid group of five coach by a bunch. Tommy Tuberville's $2.2 million a year.
Okay.
So it'd be significantly more than that. And it would put him on par with what he would make at a Power 5 school, at a pretty good one. So I'm glad they stepped up and came up with that offer for him. We'll see what happens. It doesn't mean, though, that, oh, yeah, he's staying. He's agreed to a contract. I think some people were, misunderstood what it meant. Just they've approved that much.
That's how much they're going to, like, so if an offer comes, let's go with South Carolina because they officially have a job opening.
Right.
Which, by the way, South Carolina's last coach was making over $4 million a year.
Yeah.
Although I don't think that that's what they're going to offer Tom Herman. That said, if they come with him with and say, we'll give you $3.5 million a year, which is a very healthy offer to a guy whose biggest job to this point has been UH and has been a head coach for 1 year. That's a very, very, very generous offer.
Yeah.
UH now has they've got the okay from, I guess, their board of regents or whoever it is.
Say, we can beat that.
To say, well, we can offer you three and you don't have to leave. So,
right. Well, but I think they've also left it open-ended to add more if they need to.
Okay.
The $3 million is the starting point.
Okay, well, that's good.
And Tillman Fertitta apparently is the one that's handling all this, is a member of the
He's got some dough.
He does have some dough. So, and they're
He's got more money than you and I put together, Fred. Can you believe that?
Yeah, even after this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
as hot as you've been.
Well.
Still dark. Richer than you.
Yeah, I am not going to give them money to give to Tom Herman. I think he's doing pretty well with his, you know, he's going to do pretty well for himself no matter what. But I do think it shows a lot that they're willing to put together that kind of money for a guy and try to keep him around. And I think it's still not going to stop him if Texas is open and wants him and wants to pay $6 million a year. I think it does eliminate a lot of those Missouri types
I do too.
And maybe South Carolina types as well.
I think what it does, it limits the amount of teams, which – I don't know. Somebody just dropped an airplane or something. What I think they're going to – what I think it really does is it gives them maybe some – I don't know if I want to call it equity, but it gives them something that'll be like if Missouri or someone says, "Oh, let's go after him," it lets people know, well, they're going to start. We got to start at $3 million.
Yeah.
And you know, it kind of maybe will scare off some people who aren't willing to invest like that. And I do think that there's some schools like Missouri who may not be wanting to do that.
Now, Steven says they were paying Pinkel $4 million.
Right. And like I said, South Carolina was paying 4.5, but those are guys who have been doing the job for a long time, who are accomplished, have done something.
Yeah. Let's be honest. This is still a guy who's had 10 career games as a head coach.
Exactly.
And has done it with all somebody else's players.
Now, and here's the other side of that. If you make a big play and you offer a guy like that $3 million plus and he hits, you look really smart and you figured it out before everybody else did. If you offer a guy who's coached for 1 year in the AAC, you offer him $3 million and he busts, you're a big dummy. And then you've got real problems.
Yeah. But you know what? I do think he's the right guy. Just where would he be the best fit? And if you're one of those schools and you're willing to say, all right, I'm going to throw $5 million at him in hopes that I'm getting the next Urban Meyer, then, yeah, you're right. You better hit. But if you're a school that can do that, you can afford to make that mistake.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like if I'm South Carolina, this is a guy that I can make a play on, or Missouri even, and the pressure there isn't as high to hit the home run. Whereas if Georgia pays this guy and he's a bust, dude, heads are going to roll.
Yeah.
But that said, Tom Herman is going to want the Georgia job more than he would want a Missouri or South Carolina job.
You know what, that's still an awful big jump from where he is.
Well, definitely.
And I do think that's something that people need to take into consideration. But I think it's we'll see what happens. I hope he stays for a few years, and you know, a couple years would be great. But
I think a couple sounds easier than a few.
Yeah. But I mean, I think 3 years would be awesome. But realistically,
I think 2 years would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think anything beyond this year is a treat for UH. That assuming he continues doing what he's doing now.
Right, which I see no reason why he wouldn't.
Right.
The guy certainly has figured it out, at least at that level. And, you know, I think he's a hell of a coach and his smart dude. The times we've had him on, I mean, he's extremely intelligent, and he's really turned that program from being slightly better than mediocre into being a really, really good team. So good for UH on putting up the money. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Really try not to take too many phone calls. What did we find out what that was? That thing was loud, man.
I have no idea.
Somebody must have just dropped something in the bag. When it's louder than the Hispanic broadcast over there chanting,
exactly,
you know it's loud.
Yeah, they're doing like the chant on the air for their favorite boxer. I don't know. Not the most professional thing.
Oh, well, hey, who are we to call somebody professional or not professional? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, we don't usually, during a broadcast, we don't usually go, Texans, Texans, Texans.
You just did.
Oh, yeah. Well, here I sit.
Yeah, but you know what? You didn't have that passion behind it.
Yeah.
You weren't
had the same passion. It just didn't sound that way because I did it in an American accent.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Man, it was nuts coming over here, I guess, for the weigh-in. People were, they were chanting and singing, and we had a lot of Cotto chants and a lot of Canelo chants, and I think it's going to be quite the interesting atmosphere here tomorrow night for this fight. And it's boy, over under. How many fights outside the fight?
Oh, I hope none, but that's unrealistic.
Yeah, you know it's unrealistic. I thought there was going to be a couple just in line for the weigh-in.
I think if you see, let's say, fights you actually lay eyes on, I'll go over under 1.5.
Okay.
Because you're going to see at least one fight outside.
Reported fights that wind up the police getting involved in.
I don't know much about the relationship between Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. I know there's a rivalry as far as boxing goes.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that works, like, just amongst the people, you know?
Yeah.
I know a few Puerto Ricans. I don't know a ton. I don't know how well they get along with the Mexicans. I always know when there's a black fighter and a Mexican fighter, black and Mexican is like oil and water when it comes to outside the fights. So they're all, like it's almost a get. The number goes to 3.5.
Yeah.
When it's a black guy versus a Mexican guy.
Well, I can tell you one thing.
I don't know what the number is on white guys because I don't remember the last time there was a relevant white fighter, unfortunately.
The arguments between girlfriend, boyfriend, / husband, wife out here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I've already – I had to run to the facility here right before the show, and there was a very attractive Puerto Rican woman standing in the doorway yelling into the bathroom at her either husband or boyfriend, who's yelling back, and they're yelling profanity back and forth at each other. Half English, half Spanish. They were going back and forth.
In Vegas, there are two things that men fight with their women over. And one is their woman caught them doing something dumb in Vegas-y.
Yeah.
Typically with another girl.
Or a guy.
Depending
on what you're into.
Yeah. Number two is the girl says, we've spent enough money. The guy says, no, we haven't.
Yeah.
We got more money, and he keeps going. Though that's the two types of casino fights you see.
Yeah,
we've been to Vegas enough. That's the two brands.
Yeah. All right, we are going to take a very quick break, and
someone tweet me and let me know what the relationships are like between Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. Are you guys on good terms?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Oh, Gerard, this is Gerard. He says, as a Puerto Rican, we're cool with Mexicans.
Okay.
Now that's a good start. That's one vote for they're okay together.
Yeah, now we just need to know how Mexico feels
about
them.
I need a Mexican to tweet me and let me know how they feel about Puerto Rican people at AJ is the real.
All right.
Well, we'll see if we're in agreement on this.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for over 38 years.
Here's David Dilotti.
The 5-7 Rockets are at the Grizzlies tonight. James Harden says new coach J.B. Bickerstaff's primary initial objective is to find that old Rockets team that finished second in the West last season.
To get our identity back. You know, last year we were top five in defense, and that's what helped us offensively, you know, get out and transition. Everybody was effective that way. If we're not getting any stops, and, you know, our offense isn't, we're not making any shots, it's tough for anybody in this league to be effective.
Dwight Howard will play tonight. Meanwhile, the Warriors, 13-0, can move a step closer to getting that record for perfect starts. Golden State is home for the Bulls tonight. The record is 15-0 by the 93-94 Rockets. Beyond Brian Hoyer, Kareem Jackson is also out for the Texans Sunday against the Jets. From college football, the U of H Board of Regents on Thursday approved a raise for coach Tom Herman to $3 million per season. He's currently making about $1.3 million per year, and the new deal would also have yearly raises. The Cougars are at UConn this weekend, and then Navy comes to Houston the day after Thanksgiving as U of H tries for the perfect season. For diamond engagement rings and fine Swiss watches, visit Zadok.com. I'm David Dilotti. More of The Blitz is coming up on ESPN 97.5.
On November 21st, the world will be watching Cotto versus Canelo for glory.
Miguel Cotto fighting like a man possessed.
For the people.
What a performance by Canelo Alvarez.
For the middleweight championship of the world.
These are powerful middleweights throwing bombs with every punch.
Cotto versus Canelo. Saturday, November 21st, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Live on pay-per-view.
See it with Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
Don McGill, Toyota, Houston.
OMG for Houston's original Toyota dealer, Don McGill Toyota, located right here in the Energy Corridor at I-10 and Kirkwood. Don McGill Toyota has been making smiles for miles since 1970. And why not? They've got the customer service, the incredible selection, and the competitive pricing that keeps you coming back for more. They have 45 years worth of practice, and many of their loyal customers have been with them for decades. Plus, they keep a huge selection of certified pre-owned Toyotas on hand, and hundreds of other brand names, both foreign and domestic. And even if you don't end up buying a car from them, they'll be happy to buy yours with some of the most generous trade allowances around. So when you're ready for the most remarkable car buying experience possible, head out to I-10 in Kirkwood and save. online at DonMcGillToyota.com. Houston's original Toyota dealer, Don McGill Toyota.
We're in every neighborhood, I-10 at Kirkwood, Don McGill Toyota, Houston.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 50% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 50% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 50% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
From the Rig Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, the North Sam westbound at Greens Crossing, watch for an accident in a left lane, but cruise clear the accident off 288 northbound just before I-45. But now 288 southbound at Airport, there's a stall reportedly on the exit ramp. This report is brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale now through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details. From the Rig Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in.
Lock them in.
We are back on the Blitz live from Las Vegas. And I'm getting a lot of Mexicans are okay with Puerto Ricans, but they have problems with Salvadorans and Hondurans.
Yeah, that's apparently there's a lot of beef between Mexicans and Salvadorians and Hondurans. But everyone, I've got only one from Efrain who said Puerto Ricans and Mexicans don't get along. Both will talk smack, was born in Chicago, grew up with both. So there's one guy. Maybe those are Yankee Mexicans and Puerto Ricans. Down south, everybody gets along.
Well, I don't know if our guess is either Mexican or Puerto Rican. I'm going to guess neither. But one of the great things happening this weekend is what Everfest. You've heard me talk about it. You heard me talk about it. We've given away tickets for it.
Oh, I hope this guy's not Salvadorian. That's going to be really awkward.
It will be awkward. Joe Pettis joins us. He'll be performing this weekend. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Joe, you don't sound Salvadorian. Can I assume that you're not?
Not that I know of. I don't know my dad, so that could be anything.
Okay. Well, you might be Salvadorian. Now, dump that, John. That wasn't funny.
So, tell us when you're performing and how is it you got involved with Whateverfest?
Well, I basically just come to Houston a couple of times. I always had a good time. And just heard about this fest and they invited me. But I'm performing tomorrow afternoon. I do a show tomorrow afternoon where everyone performs in their underwear. And that's tomorrow at like 3:40, I believe.
Any chicks on that show?
What's that?
Are there any chicks on that show, or is it just a bunch of dudes?
It's a surprise, but you know, I try to have guys and girls on the show. You know, I try to be open. You know, equal opportunists. You know.
So these underwear, are these like boxers, briefs, or like granny panties?
Hopefully all of the above. You know, it's just a matter of preference. So I try to. I'm more of a boxer brief guy myself.
So I have to ask you because on your webpage it says you were
like wrestling types, you know.
Yeah, I have to ask you this because on your website it says you were once in a lifetime movie. Did you play the love interest? Did you play the what was it?
It was Marry Me. I don't even know. It was a movie starring Lucy Liu. I was just like a background extra. If you go to my website, there's a GIF of me. Well, I'm just drinking a glass of water at the same time Lucy Liu's drinking a glass of water. So, I mean, we had that kind of connection, you know.
Oh, that would have been cool if you could have hooked up with Lucy Liu.
Yeah. I thought I had a chance, but she didn't. She wasn't feeling me. So.
All right. Well, Joe, hey, we appreciate the time, man, and hopefully you guys have a great show tomorrow, and enjoy Whateverfest, man.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Joe Pettis. Go go get tickets to that, man. It's going to be a great event. It's downtown. They've got the way they got it set up, it's over by the soccer stadium and Warehouse Live and that whole area. It's going to be bands and comedians, and our buddy Barry is performing Sunday, right?
He is.
Do we know what time Barry's performing?
I don't know off the top of
Barry,
my head.
Barry, either text one of us or tweet one of us what time you're performing so we can let the people know that they can go see the, you know, part of the Gal family.
That's Barry right.
Laminate, who's very, very funny. I'll definitely be going to see him Sunday. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. And, yeah, I think a lot of people getting it's about, I would say, 95% people saying that they're okay with each other.
Okay.
So
Lamont says Ricans get along with blacks big time in New York, at least the mommies do, and then he said personally speaking. So
I see.
Lamont's been dipping in somebody else's pool.
Apparently so.
Good for him.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to diversify, right?
That's right. Diversify your portfolio.
Exactly. I think
you don't want all your eggs in one basket?
No. Or all your baskets in one egg? I don't know. I don't know where that goes. Next segment, we'll do our college football picks.
Oh, great. Man, I got to tell you, I've been looking through this card this week.
Yeah.
I don't really like a lot on college or NFL, so I'm just going to go ahead and say – If you follow my picks, tread lightly, man, because I'm not crazy about this.
These
weekend.
Are all min bet type games. For
yeah,
me, if that, I'll be honest. I don't have one game that I know I'm gonna play, and even in the CFL, I don't really like anybody a lot. I mean, I have opinions on games, but I don't know that I'm even gonna bet them.
Yeah,
so, which is weird because usually this time of year, some things really just jump out at you, and this weekend, not a single line. I didn't look at a single line and say, wow, I'm on that.
There's not many.
And that happens sometimes.
But you know what? It's our job to come up with at least three good ones we can throw to the people.
It is.
I'm going to do my best.
I have come up with three. I don't know how good they are.
They're going to have to do.
But I feel like I should bet a few dollars on them just because the people will, you know, the people will want them. Just in general, though, some lines I find very curious that Oklahoma State now getting a point at home against Baylor.
Yeah.
They really think that game's going to be that close?
I don't know what that game's going to be. I think you've got two really bad defenses, so who knows what's going to happen.
Well, I think it's going to go over 76.5.
I think that, too.
That's actually, you know, hint that might be one of my games. And I find this A&M -6.5 at Vanderbilt a very confusing line.
I've got A&M -7 at Vanderbilt, and that is one of my plays.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yeah.
Aggie or Vanderbilt?
I'll be with the Doors. Uh-huh. This.
And actually, that team has played much better. I thought that line would be bigger, but A&M, they turn the ball over so much, and Vanderbilt does play defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that they can do. And then I guess we don't know about Boykin yet. I haven't seen anything with TCU, but they're +12. I'm assuming that's because he's not going to play.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that game regardless. That number's it's moved too much. It's just not if you play it now, you're not going to get the best value you could have because it opened at 9. I mean,
yeah.
And if it gets to 12, 13, that means that Boykin's not playing, and do you really want to be betting on a team – you know, with their backup quarterback where they've pretty much shown that they're not that good.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's a big number if Boykin is playing, but I still don't think I can pull the trigger on him. And so we'll do that next segment. We'll go through the actual picks. That gives John time to get his together back in beautiful Houston. And, John, I don't know about you guys, man, but the weather here has been outstanding. So I hope it's been good for you back in Houston there. You haven't had a whole bunch of rain and stuff.
No, it's beautiful here, and
really?
It's supposed to get down to the 30s by the time you guys get back.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's not cool.
Actually, it's very cool.
Yeah. I guess it is cool, but it's not, you know, it's not what I wanted to do.
Right. It's not what you're looking to go home to.
Yeah. All right. Guys, I got to tell you about Tubelo's. If let's say you go ahead and drop a few dollars on some of these games, where are you going to go watch them? You're going to go to Tubelo's, right?
I think that's
a great place to go watch the games. And no matter where you sit in there, you're going to be able to see all the TVs. It's a great place to go for college football on Saturday. It's a great place to go for pro football on Sunday, Monday nights. You want to watch the Rockets, go check them out. Hey, if you want to have a holiday party, there's no better place. Go have it at Tupelo's. They'll set you up. They've got great food. And as far as sports bar food goes, this isn't sports bar food. This is a restaurant food. This is great restaurant food in a sports bar atmosphere. Great beer selection and great people. Chip, who runs the place, has done a fantastic job of putting together a bar where you can go and feel comfortable. You can bring the kids if you want. You don't want to bring the kids. You don't have to. Everybody goes and is just comfortable. It's a neighborhood bar, and it's one of the best places that you're going to find. It's on 2907 Rayford Road in Spring, and it's Tupelo's. Tupelo's.com. Check them out. You will love it. We're up there all the time. We'll be up there again soon. That's Tupelo's. Tupelo's.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the Canelo Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here in beautiful Las Vegas for the Cotto Canelo fight tomorrow, and had a lot of fun learning about the Mexican and Puerto Rican culture. Sort of.
I love when girls talk about fighting.
Yeah.
I posted that picture of me with Andre Ward.
Yeah.
And this girl says, "Who's that?" I said, "Andre Ward." She said, "OMG, I love Outkast." Andre Ward, Andre 3000, not related. Nor is Andre 3000 related to Dada 5000, who will be fighting Kimbo Slice in Houston. They're all unrelated.
Oh, okay. Hey, open your hearts to needy children in the Houston area this holiday season and join Gal Media and Neighbors Emergency Center in our Toys for Tots toy drive. We'll hold a special toy drop at Neighbors Emergency Clinic in Crosby from 2 until 4. Drop off your unopened, unwrapped donations. You'll get to enter to win an autographed Dwight Howard jersey and help us bring joy to all tots this year. Tots of all sizes and shapes and ethnic groups.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, time for our college picks. So, we will start with mine. We'll lead it off. And I will start with a game tonight, which I actually have already wagered on.
A lot of the sharps I know are against you on this.
I know, and I kind of like that because
I'm out on it.
In fact, Willie even mentioned this as one of his plays on the show yesterday, and I'm going Oppo. I've watched both these teams a lot. I think Cincinnati is significantly better than South Florida. I think South Florida is getting a nice bump from an upset win last week where it played its best game. But Cincinnati can score, and no matter who's playing quarterback for him, I will take Cincinnati to cover the two tonight and hopefully win easily.
Well, my first play will be from tonight, too, then. I'll go with the Boise State Broncos. Buy low, sell high, and it doesn't get much lower than the Boise State Broncos losing at home to 32-point dog New Mexico last week. There's going to be some feathers ruffled there, and I expect Boise to come out and play really strong. Especially considering that they've got a primetime game here. I think they'll come out looking really good tonight. Boise, minus 11 is what I've got.
Okay, John?
I'm going to take Idaho plus the 34. Auburn should not be favored by 34 against anyone.
There's a good argument for that. I don't disagree.
Yeah, that's it's almost like taking Charlotte against Kentucky.
You see these SEC. Listen, the SEC right now is not what it's been. And when you see these lines where these SEC, because SEC schools always tend to play like an FCS school late in the season, and you see like
Charlotte, Kentucky.
Yeah, you see like a Charleston Southern, and then I start thinking, man, why is LSU a 38-point favorite over Charleston? Charleston Southern might win the SEC East if they played there. So that's a strange line. So I think that's a good call, Jong. I think that's a really good call.
All right, for my second game, we mentioned this last segment. I'll take Baylor and Oklahoma State over 76.5. I'm going to keep riding that Baylor over train and really the Okie State over train until it bucks me off. So that is my second play. Over 76.5 is the number.
My second play, as I mentioned, Vanderbilt getting 7 points against Aggie at home. Texas A&M's got problems, man. They were lucky they ran into that FCS school last week because otherwise it may have been ugly for them. Vanderbilt's playing better than they have. I'll take Vanderbilt and a touchdown.
And my next play, I'm going to take Michigan State plus the 13 against Ohio State.
Don't mind that at all.
I don't like that, but to each their own, John.
All right, finally, my last game is I'm going to stick with the American Conference and Memphis giving a point at Temple. Temple coming off the loss, I think a week ago, I still think Memphis would have been favored because Memphis also coming off a loss. Temple's defense is pretty good, but they got run all over the place last week. I think Memphis bounces back here and essentially 1 point's a pick 'em. I'll take Memphis as my third play.
My last play, I hate giving more than 2 touchdowns with a road team, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a sucker. I'm going to go with the Washington Huskies, and I'm going to give up 15 points at the Oregon State Beavers. So Husky over Beaver is my third play.
In my last play, I'm going to take LSU Mississippi under 56.
All right. Okay.
I don't mind either of those. Couple other games
I keep worrying about LSU if they're about to like break out and have that, you know, where Fournette gets back on track. But I don't know. That's a big total.
It's interesting that UConn's only plus 10 against Houston. I really thought that line was going to be closer to 18 or 20, and I'd have been all over UConn. I still wouldn't play it, but I think Houston covers 10. I think you're going to have a little bit of a test early, and then they pull away late.
I think there's some trappy lines out there.
Yeah, such as.
I think you'd probably say, why is Arkansas giving 5 points against Mississippi State? And Mississippi State obviously was the hype team coming into this season. Arkansas has been playing really well, though, and they've got a good home field advantage. And I don't think I'd be betting against Arkansas right now, even though plus five with Mississippi State, the ranked team,
yeah,
seems like a gift, but not for me. I also think North Carolina minus 4.5 at Virginia Tech. You know, there's going to be a lot of Joes walking through the casino this week who see that line and go, oh.
I'm all over North Carolina.
But now I'm going to let that one play out as well.
That definitely looks like a what do these guys know line.
Yep. Sometimes these things are when they look off, there's probably a good reason for it.
Yeah.
And another example, remember I was saying when they play these small schools, Georgia minus 13.5 hosting the Georgia Southern Eagles.
That's a line that seems too low.
I mean, but don't you think there's going to be guys walking through the casino who think, oh, they'll beat Georgia Southern by 2 touchdowns, yeah, no problem. Just be careful is all I'll say, guys.
Yeah, definitely, because it's those are some lines that, you know, usually if they're too good to be true, it's because they want you to bet that way. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But there's our picks. We'll go through the NFL when we come back. And we'll also hopefully have a visit with Oscar De La Hoya, who is one of the promoters of this big fight between Cotto and Canelo. And, man, you know that we are here when it's shutting down because there's only
– oh, it's quieting down.
It's going to get even quieter here in about the next – half hour, and I mean they've taken away all like the coffee and stuff.
Yeah, the coffee's gone. We had to send Mike Pearson on a coffee run.
Yeah, I would have rather sent him on a run to get some Whitmire's. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that.
Yeah.
But if you haven't checked out Whitmire's by now, then I don't know why you haven't. It's fantastic. So many great products, and one of the cool things you can do is go tour the distillery. And when you go tour the distillery, you get to try all the great alcohol they have, and you can also buy the great alcohol that they have, the Space City Vodka, the Texas Whiskey, the Texas Peach, the Sassafras Gin, which you can get right there, the Texas Moonshine, Reserve Cask. There's things that you can only get at the distillery, and they'll have some special releases that you can only get there. So you go book your tour, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock every Saturday. You check them out. You can buy bottles right there from them directly. and you can get some of this great stuff. And by the way, if you've got a holiday party coming up, you've got a bachelor party coming up, this is a great place to have your party, because you can sit there and drink Whitmire's and enjoy all the quality products and have a blast. And all you have to do is go to Whitmire's.com, Whitmeyers.com, where you can schedule a tour of the distillery. You can buy some of the great things they have, like shirts and flasks and really cool stuff. And you can also find out where you can buy all their great products besides the distillery. All the products developed and taste-tested right here in Houston, Texas, by Houstonians, by veterans, all veteran-owned and operated, and they do a fantastic job. The best at Space City Vodka, I've said it many times, the best I've ever had. Go check them out right now. Go take a tour. Do it this weekend. Give them a call. Go to Whitmire's.com. Book that tour. That's Whitmire's Distilling, Houston, Texas.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.